go and see. And his dad and his brother who are here with us this evening. I'd like to thank those of you from the London Cycling Campaign and other cycling groups who too often have had to be in tragic events such as this, demanding action, demanding that it must never happen again. I'd also like to thank residents of Bermondsey, many of whom won't have known Ellie, but who have poured out our hearts and who have left flowers and signed cards for a girl who, much as we didn't know her, feel we know through the love of her family and the words her family have for us about her. I would first like us to just have a minute's silence in remembrance of Ellie, and also to call for continuing change for all cyclists and pedestrians in London, and at this junction in particular. I'd like to briefly hand over to our local Member of Parliament, Simon Hughes, who's asked to say a few words.
Thank you very much. Firstly, I'll say to you and to Sean and to Ellie's brothers and sister and the rest of the family, we just keep on giving you our love and our respect and our commitment. And you can see here that Ellie will not just not be forgotten, but her terrible, terrible, wasteful early death will hopefully be a challenge to much good in a way she would have wished. And all we've heard is absolutely the epitome of somebody who was not just a wonderful tribute to Guernsey, but became a London citizen and a phenomenal role model for cyclists and for people, young people in this city. So thank you for being here with us and for just allowing us to support you. Mark, I just want to say two very simple things and acknowledge the presence of Jenny and Caroline from the London Assembly who are here, who've worked on these issues week in and week out over many years. For people like Tim and you local councillors and there may be others who are here. But also for people who are campaigners for safety in London. Just two very simple things. We have had far too many unnecessary cyclists' deaths in London. That's why some of us just the other day were cycling around London to draw attention to the carnage that shouldn't be. Many of us cycle often, and we know London needs to be safer. And I want to therefore make one practical suggestion and then one pledge really on behalf of all of us who are elected to public office. The practical suggestion is that at the earliest practical moment and consistent with the family's wishes, I think what would be really good next year would be to ask the families of those who have recently lost their lives in London to come together to share their views about what needs to happen. Not in the formal context of coroner's inquests, but in a public way which could mobilise and concentrate public opinion. You have most to tell us because you've lost most, and therefore I think we need to listen to you first and not just the so-called experts who can talk about crossings and signs and junctions and traffic lights and all those sort of things. And then the second thing, Marcus, I think we need to take the opportunity, and I don't say this in any party political way at all, next year there are elections in London for a new mayor and members of the Assembly. I think everybody here will want to put on the agenda for those elections the requirement that all candidates who are serious about public office for London and responsible for matters that include transport make the sort of commitments to speedy action that people here would expect. Those of us in public life know how often it can take so long for small changes to be made because there are bureaucratic and technical and legalistic reasons. I just hope that we can work out between us, I'm not suggesting we do it now, but with the London Cycling Campaign, with our current representatives, and with all those with an interest, the things we would want an incoming administration to do, and the way in which we get from where we are to where we want to be, There's plenty of wisdom around us here. There's plenty of commitment. And now there is both emotion and passion and love and concern as well. We cannot have more years in this capital city where so many young people have their lives ended, not by what they do, but by what other people do, which impacts on them. And I hope that's a pledge we can collectively make. And I hope, Mark, perhaps you, with our Assembly members and others, can arrange and work out an occasion when the cycling campaign and our other interested people can come together to set that agenda and make sure every single media outlet and every single candidate for election next year knows what we're asking them to do, so that whoever gets elected, it happens, and it happens before other people are mown down. I hope that's an encouragement, and I hope we'll go on encouraging each other. Thank you very much.
Thank you all for coming.
If you'd like to lay any flowers, there's a tree there where people have already
started laying flowers to Ellie. But other than that, thank you yet again, all of you, for coming. Thank you.